Hey, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @RayHigdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, mindset, recruiting, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. Today's question comes from Chris Nucci. Chris Nucci asks, hey, Ray, what kind of language should we avoid using while we build our network marketing business to steer clear of the FTC and stay compliant? Is it still safe to use the word recruit, or is prospect / make a sale the new normal? Great question, Chris, and a lot of people need to hear this, so I actually appreciate you asking it. I did a Periscope after the whole FTC Vima thing. I did a Periscope that got a lot of views and a lot of shares, and people got a lot of value out of it. And I did talk about this. Maybe not specifically what you're asking, but I did talk about the language. The biggest thing that you have to, I'm going to give you the two biggest, okay? Actually, I'm going to give you three biggest, all right? The three biggest things you need to guard against, and then I'll answer your question. Number one, product claims. Just a heads up, because many of you are going against this on a daily basis. You cannot use the name of a disease and the name of your product in the same sentence. So if you say, hey, my product might help with sleep apnea, that is illegal for you to say. If you say, this really helped my arthritis feel better, that is illegal for you to say. Just because it's true doesn't make it legal. And you need to understand that, okay? Most people don't. They think, well, Ray, it's true. It really did help my arthritis. It's illegal for you to say that because the drug companies in the United States, at least, have a stranglehold on anything related to curing of diseases, betterment of diseases, improvement of diseases. They have a stranglehold, and you may not agree with it. I certainly don't, but that's the deal. You can't. You can't say the name of a disease with the name of your product in the same sentence, whether it's true or not. And this is a big deal. Now, you know, get with your, I'm not an attorney. Use my advice willy-nilly. You know, my advice may not be accurate in any way, shape, or form. I am not an attorney, so do not hold me to, you know, to giving you the exact legal. This is based on my knowledge, but I am not an attorney. So I should have started with that, all right? But I can just tell you, from what I've been told by attorneys, you can't use the name of a disease with the name of your product in the same sentence, okay? So that'd be number one. Number two, don't make income claims, okay? And you don't, and notice I just stopped right there. Don't make income claims, period. Okay. Now you shouldn't be even discussing income unless you're showing an income disclosure statement. And even when I show an income disclosure statement, I still say, hey, listen, most people will never get to this top level because they're not willing to put in the work. Just a heads up, most people aren't going to put in the work. And so even when I show an income disclosure statement, I'm still giving them my own little disclaimer. Don't make income claims. Don't say, hey, make $10,000 in the next 30 days. People violate this one every single second on Facebook, every second of the day. And, you know, you just know that when you see someone making a big income claim, it just means they're not very educated. Okay, so just be very, very careful on income claims. Now, in conjunction with income claims, number three, you do not get paid to recruit. Let me say that again. You do not get paid to recruit. You cannot say that. So don't watch your language in your home meetings or anywhere else, because you don't know when the next undercover reporter is going to want to make a big name for themselves and show up at your home meeting in disguise, right? And it won't be one of those easy to spot ones, you know, like in the old movies with the big hat and trench coat, right? They're gonna look like a normal person, and they're going for blood. Look at all the exposure that look at all the commotion that the FTC going after Vima caused. Someone out there wants to make a big name for themselves. And, you know, I'm telling you, you better watch your language. You do not get paid to recruit. You get paid and compensated for the movement and sale of product. That's how you get paid. And so if you are, like I have a lot of friends in different, you know, electronic education companies, you don't get paid to recruit. You get paid to sell educational packages. You get paid to move your service. You get paid to get customers. You do not get paid to get recruits, and you do not get paid to recruit. So you need to very, very much watch that word. Now, does that mean that you can't use the word recruit? Well, I mean, you can use the word recruit, but just don't say, I get paid to recruit. Don't say that you get compensated for recruiting people. Okay, you get compensated for getting customers and for the sale of product. You got to be specific on that. So you can still use the word recruit. It's what you say in that sentence of recruit that I'm concerned about. Okay, so can you recruit business builders? Of course. Do you get paid to recruit business builders? No. You should not be saying that. So instead, say, we get compensated, we get paid to bring in customers or to sell these, you know, customer packages, okay? And some of you have been doing this for so long, you draw your circles on the board and you say, you recruit three and then they recruit three and all of a sudden you've made $200. That is illegal for you to say. You can't say that you get paid to recruit. So instead, you would draw the circles, still draw them, okay, draw away, okay? But instead of saying you recruit three and then you get paid, say you bring in three customers, or you sell three customer packages, they bring in three people that get three customer packages. That's different, okay? It's got to be tied to sale of product. It's got to be tied to getting customers, not recruits. So there you go, Chris. This was a great question. It really was. So I appreciate you asking that. By the way, we do have a cool upcoming webinar. It is with a new friend of mine named Bob Sercosta, who's been selling on TV for 38 years. He's actually moved over $5 billion worth of products, and he's someone that you definitely want to get to know. If you've ever had an idea, but you don't know what to do with it to turn it into profits, he is your guy. He is the absolute man. If you'd like to register for that webinar, that's on Tuesday night. It's rayhigdon.com/idea. rayhigdon.com/idea. I hope you got benefit from this. Feel free to share and comment, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.